As the weeks pass of lockdown in the UK,
The toll of social isolation is beginning to take hold for many people. Those with sight loss are at extra risk of being further isolated. Joining me to discuss this further is Clive Wood, the policy and campaign manager from Guide Talks.
Hi, Sophie. I think isolation is one of those things where you obviously everybody is in the same boat at the moment to a certain extent. I'm having to, and I'm sure lots of other people with sight loss are having to rely on other people who are outside avoiding us. And I'm having to rely on people making sure that they stay away from me. So when I hear people coming towards me, I think that their footsteps are getting closer or their voices are getting closer and closer. And I'm thinking, are they going to move? Are they going to go over? So I usually tend just to stand still and wait for them to go past me. It's very difficult to tell, though. I mean, I have a guide dog called Winnie, and she's brilliant, and she will take me round people as she's trained to do. But she doesn't know what 2 meters is, really. I mean, she's not that great. She's a fantastic dog, but she can't tell the difference between a meter and 2 meters. So that's a real challenge. And even if I'm using my cane, I find that even harder, to be honest, because again, with Winnie, she will take me around people. With the cane, I have to rely on other people to go around me. So it is about actually feeling slightly concerned and anxious when when you go out, that you are trying to avoid people. And in most circumstances, that does happen. I've had a couple of incidences where someone just brushed next to me, which was quite disconcerting. And actually, the other day, a jogger actually ran into me. So that was a bit worrying. And he did apologize. He was very apologetic. And he said he was looking at the ground. And I did advise him probably to look up when you're running. It's probably the best thing to do. So that is a bit of a worry. Accessing services, I think accessing just the basic things, going to the shop. If I go food shopping, which I do, I'm a very independent person. I think from blind and partially sighted people's perspective, again, that is really difficult because I'm used to going to a shop and getting sighted guide assistance, and that means touching somebody for them to guide me around the shop. So that makes it really different. So you're having to look at different coping mechanisms for all those sorts of things, really. So when I go to a shop now, I usually ask for assistance and I try and take a list with me of things that I need and then give the person the list and ask them to go around the shop. And to be fair, I haven't come across any staff in shops that have not wanted to do that. So I've been very, very fortunate. So that can be a real challenge. But also, I don't know about other people, but I like interaction with people. I like to be face to face with people, if that be just having a cup of tea with someone or a glass of wine, just having a chat. And I'm a hugger. I like to hug. I'm not
I'm a
going to be able
hugger
to
too,
do that.
Clive.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, it's really hard because you can't have that physical contact with people at the moment. I live alone, so I'm missing that social interaction. And of course, it's great to be able to talk to people on the computer or over the phone, but I just still miss that interaction, which I guess we take for granted in normal circumstances. But we're just really missing that now. So I think that's really a real challenge. I have times, and I'm sure this is the same for a lot of other people, where I have a down time, where I'm feeling depressed about what's going on in the world. And it's having somebody to talk through those situations. Luckily, as I say, I have Winnie, who's a brilliant guide dog. And she seems to pick up on the times where I'm feeling a bit down and she'll cheer me up. She'll come up with a toy or she'll jump on me. So she's really good at picking up on those things. So I'm really fortunate in that way that at least I have a fantastic guide dog who not only does a brilliant job in guiding me around, but also is a great companion. And especially at this time, and of course, I don't take Winnie for granted in any circumstances, but I think I'm appreciating her even more now.
Winnie sounds like she's providing you a lot of welcome relief, I guess, from the feelings of what's going on. Would you say for her routine just now, is she feeling the impact of being at home more?
I think she is. I think Winnie does find it quite different. Dogs are very much creatures of habit, and Winnie, as a working dog, A part of my job is I travel around quite a lot. I'm using public transport. I'm going to different meetings, different events, going to different offices. And we're not doing that at the moment. And I think she does pick up on that. We go for a walk every morning. And that's for my benefit as much as it is for Winnie's, just to get out, use that one time a day that we are allowed to get out and just have a really good walk. And I think she is picking up on the fact that, you know, she's not doing what she usually does. And I'm trying to mitigate that. I'm trying to look at different ways of keeping her stimulated. And we're doing lots of games and I'm hiding things around the house. We have to make the best of where we are at this moment. Just to try and keep her occupied. She's a pretty laid-back dog, and many guide dog owners out there, I'm sure, are having the same challenge as I am in terms of keeping their dogs stimulated and keeping them happy. I'm fortunate to have a garden, so Winnie can go out in the garden, but I do know there's a lot of people who have guide dogs who don't have that, so it can be very, very challenging. But she's making life a lot more bearable for me, and I'm very fortunate to have her, I think.
It's good that you, like you say, you have the garden and places that you can create some kind of routine for her now that you're at home. Could you recommend some things that people could do to keep their guide dog entertained or to structure some kind of routine for them?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a guide dog or any other dog, if you have a pet dog, you can go onto the guidedogs.org.uk website, and we've got lots of advice about how you can entertain your dog and keep it stimulated. And making sure that you're looking after the health and well-being of your dog as well. But also, you know, you can contact, if you're a guide dog owner, you can contact your local guide dog community team for advice if you've got any concerns about what you can do to maintain the well-being of your dog as well. And that's really important.
Thank you to Clive Wood, the Policy and Campaign Manager for London and the South East at the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association. If you would like to stay up to date with guide dogs, or as Clive mentioned, to get in touch with your community team, you can do so by popping online to guidedogs.org.uk.